We are better. 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 Yelaba, yelea, steke pote. Yes, we are better. Yes, we are better. No malaboras o vale de. Yellow raza to la moza balamada raza to la borada. So I worship you. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I'm better. Okay, I don't have a long, I don't think it's long. Already to 11. So, what did I call the topic of what we did in the morning? Yeah. Okay, he gave us a topic. He said the spirituals. So, let's use this, what he told us. The spirituals. You know, actually, that is like an offshoot. That is an offshoot of what we did under what? The New Testament communal service part one during the retreat. It was under communion. So the last point I said the church also is to bless one another with what? The things of the Spirit. The pastor must bless you, and the pastor must also teach you to what? Bless one another. The two must be happening. The pastor was blessed deliberately, directly, and yet you must be trained to what? Do it for one another. Amen. In your outreaches, you won't carry your pastor there. You will learn to do it for another. My purpose in this place is until the things of the Spirit becomes like default to you. Don't you have default? Like, just normal. I'm not saying we get there. You are there. I'll make you see that you are there. All it will take is repete. Say repete. Uh-huh. There will be so much repete. Amen. Until you have a customer, and you say, "Ah, Oga, come now. May I pray for you?" Hallelujah. It will be that easy. Why? Because you are hearing it every time. So don't mind me. No, we have a lot of series now that we are doing. Our Jesus is pending. Our salvation is pending. Which one again? That one, past 4, 5, and 6 is here. It's pending. Understand, Jens? Don't talk about that one yet. Amen. So they are pending. We'll be picking it. So you'll be eating, say, balanced diet. Hallelujah. It's called balanced diet. If I say I want to finish part 1 to 50 of salvation, by the time you are now fully saved, and I didn't want you to be lacking in something else. Praise God. So, like, the explanation of what we are saying, like, this morning is actually very vital. Very vital that you remember, that you take it to heart. Okay, today we'll just be a brief continuation. Now, I want to major more on that administration. In the morning, it's like we talk a bit more on the gifts, on the charisma, right? But now, let's major a bit on the administration. But before, I must give you that. Say, my spirit can lay hold on my eyes to see. Say, my spirit is active. So, now, remember, under that series, so the believer ambition. We have done part two. Part three is already, it should actually be part three this morning, then spirituals later. I just said, okay, let me not leave what we did in the morning hanging. So let us amplify on that one. Praise God. Say, my spirit can lay hold on my eyes to see. So that's why I mean that when I said you have spiritual eyes and you have physical eyes, by spiritual eyes, I'm talking about your spirit. So that's why it's this same hands that eats Eba, the same hands that heals the sick. But what happens when you are healing the sick? It's your spirit that is using that hand to do something. Hallelujah. What happens when you are eating Eba? It is you that you are eating Eba. Amen, amen. Praise God. So also, like I was particular, you must be seeing visions. So I have to say, when Pastor Badari that was not seeing physically, he could see visions. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me say something. Amen. You know, that tells you that a man that cannot see physically, but the spirit can lay on the eyes to see spiritually, is his choice not to see physically. Sorry, that is a bit, looks deep, but it's not deep. But let us leave it there, okay? Maybe one day we get to that. What I'm simply saying is that if he knows how to use his spirit to see, that man can see. Oh, if you have been to his meeting, you know he can see. Oh, you know that it's not impossible, hallelujah, for him to. So, of course, now we have a lot of factors that can now surround that knowledge, condemnation, and just lots of stuff. But there is nothing that you desire from your spirit that you cannot bring to bear. He has nothing. He gave you, it's called charisma. Charisma. What is charisma? Endowment, inbuilt, same built. When we say something has an inbuilt power supply, that means even when there's external power cut off, what happens? If God was there in 2 Kings chapter 1, will he allow Elijah to pull down fire? No. Why? Because Jesus rebuked that activity in Luke chapter 9. So if Jesus was physically, if it was God that is always supplying power 24/7 to Elijah, at that point he would not supply it. But guy, there was still power to do what he wanted to do. Praise God. Say, I'm always on power. Okay, so when you see a vision, you must rely upon the voice of your heart for clarity. Please. Don't see a guy in a dream and you just conclude that God is saying I should go and marry him. Don't. And don't allow somebody to cajole you with, I saw a vision. Are you with me, brethren? You must still, okay, I said you must still, after the vision, after the dream, you must still rely on the voice of where? Your heart, your spirit. To what? For clarity. We can misinterpret things, seriously. Some people can live 20 years on based on misinterpretation. I remember a man, I heard of a story, it's not Pastor Seko who said, of a man that God actually told to go and start a farm, but the way God showed him, he thought he was to start a church. And he had labored for 10 years, 15 years, doing or no ministry, when you don't know anything. And God is just trying to, your spirit is just trying to give you direction on your agriculture and business. And you think that, okay, I'm to start a church. Until everything failed. So, there is no hurry, there is no crime, there is no havoc in having a second confirmation. Double confirmation. And someone like me, in taking major decisions, when I was to move from Ibadan to here, it was so abrupt. Of course, I heard from God, I know that it was God. But I didn't, but I just waited. I just waited. Yes, it's nothing. Just wait. I don't know that I have believers around me. Why can't somebody identify me with that same information? And it came. Precise. Another person called me on the phone. It's the same thing. It came. I went to my pastor. He said the same thing. It came. So there is in the multitude of counsel, good counsel, there is what? There is safety. But when you just rush to the pulpit because you think you saw a vision of a guy leading you to the altar, do you know? People can lead you to the altar for different reasons. Some people lead, They take goats to the altar in the Old Testament to what? To kill the goat. And at times, you are seeing, do you know, you know, even movies usually have part two. You saw part one. All of you know that if you watch Infinity War, you know, it must not end there. Amen? There are things that have part two. And maybe you all you just see initially is the guy carrying. You say you are already excited in the dream. From a dream, you didn't bother to finish it, just woke up. Or your demonic alarm just woke you up. Bwah! I said, wow. Please, how many of you have dreamt a continuation of a dream of a previous day before? I mean, if it doesn't happen to you, I don't know what you are doing with your. Maybe you're always pressing reset, refresh in your dream life. Amen. Now, when I'm talking about visions, it can be visions means you can be sitting like this. And there's actually some ones that you have to pay attention to. Like from my experience, when you are about to sleep, that initial few minutes, and when you are just waking up, as you are about to wake up, or as you are about to sleep, those moments are actually crucial. And also, at least, you know what I told somebody? You know, I have a lady there when I was in Akure that before anything, she has seen vision. She has seen vision. And some of them, it's only when they are sleeping. I say, come. What if you went to the hospital? Somebody is in labor, and they have tried everything. They didn't know the issue. And you want to discern. Will you tell the nurse, nurse, please, for me to see, and give me a bed in the next room. Let me sleep so that I can see. Tell your neighbor, say, grow, Abba. Say, Baba, grow, Jo. So you must, it can just, it can be as you are sitting like this. I remember not once, not twice, just sitting in the room, the wall will just turn to LCD screen. Type. It will just happen for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It will disappear. Without fasting, I'm not in marathon then. So you just say diversities. Now, you remember when I said diversities of what? Operations, the last one. Operations, workings. The same gift of discernment, the same gift of vision can come in a dream, can come as you are seated, can come as you are walking, can come with your eyes closed, with your eyes open. So tell your neighbor, say, although there are diversities, but desire the best. Desire the clearest. Grow beyond dream. Amen, amen. And also, maybe this is for some people, you must train your mind to retain details. Don't be saying, I forgot. Koda, it's not good for you. As the thing is now happening in reality, you don't say, this thing has happened, though. I mean, I've seen this thing before. Train your mind to retain details. How do you train your mind? It's the same tongues. Don't have a wandering mind. Train your mind to retain details. Hallelujah. So the body of Christ, we are meant to bless ourselves. And in this place, trust me, we do it much more. Whatsoever it will take. Amen. If we take another love feast, also bless ourselves. You like that one? Amen, amen. What if we take another retreat? Amen. And whatsoever it will take, I will give you. As long as you keep coming to church, you're not just pulling on live stream like bro, see right now. Amen, amen. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, in with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, once you go, let's read. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you. Hallelujah. See, after me, say there is no reason for us to have confusion. Say we all have one hope of calling. So that's the point. We have one Lord that we serve, one calling, one hope of the of calling. So that's why I keep telling people that you can't tell me that you can't come here and say my own calling is entrepreneurship. You can't say that. Say one. Say one Lord. Say one ministry. So we all have the same thing. And if you read further down that place, you can see clearly that the emphasis of this ministry is strictly spiritual. Strictly spiritual. Strictly spiritual. How do you say IT is a new move of the spirit? That would mean every Chinese Shinko, they are what? They are spiritual. What is it? What is the move of the spirit? Is it Joel you are quoting? Why are people so vast in Bible misinterpretation? Amen. So, we don't have to sound different. If you leave this church right now, you go to the church next compound, we should hear the same thing. There should not be a church that is Christocentric. That thing is bad. That is who we are, Abi. That is who we all should be. Maybe I should say it that way. Oh God. Please write this down. When our messages don't tally, it is a proof of disharmony. When our messages don't tally, when you come to this church, you hear that you are saved, God has delivered you, you will go to another church, you hear that you have generational curse upon your life, that there is a ancestral curse, something that your father did that affected your mother, that now burns into the fetus, that when you are now born, you now came with it. It is bad. You oughtn't to be said in church. It's not good. So also write this down. Disunity is when we are not saying the same thing. Disunity is not the fighting. It is the message. Some people are saying we are the cause of disunity, that we are the one that is dividing people. No, that is not the point. What divides the church is the message. The message being preached. So that would mean every fight, every contention is legal as long as we are not saying the same thing. Because that disunity, that saying different thing, is the real disharmony that we must not concur. Ephesians 4, verse 7. Ephesians 4 verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Hallelujah. Read Ephesians 4 verse 7 again. 4 verse 7, we want to go, everybody. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure. How many of us? Say every one of us. Say, I have a role to play. And you have a role to play. Say, I have a role to play. And you have a role to play. Say, we all have roles to play. Say, we all have roles to play. So, see verse 8. So, no one is useless, okay? No one is useless in the church. No one is useless in the ministry. You all have a role. Now, I didn't say gift now. I say role. I'm coming there. I'm talking more about the administration right now. So, verse 8. Wherefore, he said, when he has sent up on high, he led what? Captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Wow. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also was descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastoring teachers, right? Hallelujah. So Jesus also died and rose again, that there might be order. Because if you check, you can write that, if you check verse 9 and 10, it was talking about Jesus going to hell. He was talking about the incarnation and the resurrection. He said, who shall ascend to heaven to bring Jesus down? That means, I'm quoting Romans already. Verse 9 said, he that ascended, what is it? But he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. Talking about Jesus going to hell, to pay for your sins. Then verse 10, he said, from hell he now ascended. So based on redemption. So you have to tell everybody, any gift that you cannot locate in what? Redemption. Redemption. Your calling. This calling you are seeing here is not apostle for this. It's not apostle for the for technology. It's not a prophetic dimension for financial breakthrough. No. Under what premise are we given this ministry? Verse 8 and 9. Of what? Jesus going to hell, from hell resurrecting. Based on the resurrection, he now gave people roles. There was no apostle. There was no, all these offices, they didn't exist before the resurrection. He just called them disciples because he's taking them somewhere. They were going somewhere to happen. So when Jesus now finally rose from the dead, they happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. They now happened into different offices. So if your office is not, cannot be traced to resurrection, you are not serving the Lord. If a man that does not value the resurrection of Christ can say the same thing, can do the same thing that you are doing, then that will mean what you are doing is not based on scriptures. Are you with me, brethren? Do you understand what I just said? That would mean your calling must be located where? In redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 12. I don't want to tarry long today. Ephesians 4, verse 12. Let's read. Yes. For the perfecting of the what? Saints. For the work of the ministry. Alaji, how is IT the work of the ministry? For the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. Work of the ministry. Oh, you say, okay, but you are using a microphone right now. Is that not IT? You are not serious. Amen? Do you? Okay. If you are saying, okay, because it's the work of the ministry. Now, as I am using the microphone right now, it's also the work of the ministry for me. The part of the work of the ministry is for me to teach the saints how to design this microphone. Eh? So, now look around this church. If is the only microphone we will be designing? Is it only IT? What of this glass? What of the pulpit? What of the flower? What of the rug? So very soon, are we not going to be jack of all trade? But very soon, you will forget the ministry. Hallelujah. That is why we do our best not to allow things to distract us. We do our best to just allow things to help us do the ministry. There is the ministry. Say the ministry. Thank you. Could we go to Romans 12 verse 4? Say, I have a role. Say, I have a part to play. Say, I have been empowered. Say, I have been endunamod. What did I say? What do you call it? Call it like one Yoruba thing. Say, I have been endunamod. Yeah, hallelujah. Say, I have been empowered. So, Romans 12 verse 4, what's there? For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Huh? So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Verse 6, want to go, let's read. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. If you are writing, just write, be excited about, write proficiency. That's what is in that verse, proficiency. Because he's saying, having their gift different according to the grace that is given to us. Oh, okay. That will actually talk about the grace you receive. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So in bracket, proficiency. Because who is there to, who builds that proportion of faith in you? That is your acknowledgement of a particular gift. Amen? Say acknowledgement of a particular gift. Good. Verse 7, want to go? Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on what? Teaching. Verse 8, Or he that exhorted on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with what? Simplicity. He that ruleth with what? Diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Hallelujah. I've seen somebody use the word roulette here and just brush it out of context and say, well, that is talking about politics. You're not serious. There is politics before Jesus rose from the dead. Whatsoever you are ruling here will be a redemptive gift. Hallelujah. Will be based on redemptive reality. We get it very soon. Are you with me, brethren? So these gifts or this role, they are spiritual. They are given based on the resurrection of Jesus. They are not given based on eloquence. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. They are not given based on eloquence. They are not given based on the course you study in school. That you study linguistics does not mean we should give you the microphone. That you studied music like Ineolu Abiola does not mean that you should be a music director. If we are talking about redemptive gifts. Redemptive gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you flowing with me? Gently, Abby. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. I'm not yet halfway, so let's be fast. And God has set some in the church. First what? Come on. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, what? Prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gift of healing. Please, hold on. Let me just ask. Like, I'm very open-minded. Everybody, are you with me? That he said, firstly, apostles, secondly, prophets, thirdly, teachers. Is it numbering, but he's always giving us hierarchy? Which one? Is it numbering or hierarchy? Numbering, let me see, Anne. Hierarchy, let me see, Anne. I mean, ranking. Well, these are questions that we can discuss after service. Why are you with me? Which one are you sticking with? He's you too. So which one are you sticking with? Oh, Jesus. Sir? Okay, now said, after that, what? Miracles, then gift of healings, then helps, then governments, then diversities of tongues. So, that would mean, what is the lowest? Tongues. Ah. Amen, amen. So, okay, this is the question. So, who is the apostle? Don't use any old thing you know. Who is the apostle? Yeah, now, who is the apostle? Talk now. Apostolos. I'll be in the Greek. What is that saying? Who is the apostle? You don't call me apostle. So in this church now, who is the apostle? Amen. I'm the one. So who is the pastor? Who is the prophet? It's you now. Bushiri. Abi. Amen, amen. Major one. Glory to God. Anyway, actually, I didn't have the answer to that question. I just asked you. Okay. Yeah, I have to be plain now. Why is there? I don't have an answer to it yet. If there I have an answer, I will tell you. Say that. Okay, verse 29. Are all apostles, you say, are all prophets, are all teachers? Okay. Teachers, is it one of the gifts in verse 7 and 8, 8, 9? No. So, teaching here is what? Role. That would mean everything he's talking about here is will be what? Role. Just like there was a time that Brother Joshua A. was the head of Technica. Hallelujah. But then I moved him to the right hand of the Father, which he has left again. Amen. So I moved him to another role. Now that is in another role, does it mean that he still cannot do Technica? No. So ability is different from job description. Are you with me, brethren? Good. So all this one is now talking about role. So let's keep reading. are all teachers, are all workers of miracles. Like I told you in the last series, I said some people mature so much in Paul's church that we just call them, these ones, they are what? Workers of miracle. Amen. You don't know Greek words, all you just know is the words. Only jabredi, yeah, only jabredi, yeah. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Praise God. But does it mean that the man that is teaching cannot work miracle? No. Say proficiency. Good. Uh-huh. Now, verse 30, have all the gift of healing. Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Say role. That do all speak in tongues is will be like maybe Brian Richie thought that we say, come to the front, lead us in tongues. He's not saying a believer should not speak in tongues. So, Elijah, Mark 16, he that believeth, these signs follow the people that believe in my name. What would they do? They cast out demons. They speak in tongues. On the day of Pentecost, 120 people, all of them spoke. All of them spoke. In the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, everybody spoke. Amen. Amen. This is your own trade. This is your own race of those who speak in tongues. I don't know where it's from. Oh. The race of we are the ones that don't speak. Why are you boast? Okay, did they write your name here? Say, no, me, I don't speak in tongues. Did they write your name here? How do you know it was you? Some of us too, it was 4 years before we spoke in tongues. Do you know if you are not just laboring enough? Just like when they say somebody will betray Jesus, prophecy never mentioned Judas. When they are saying somebody when they are talking about the incarnation, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, prophecy did not mention Mary. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that you are, you don't cage yourself to anything that is scripture does not write your name. It is not in Christ. It's not for you. It's not your name. Do all speak in tongues? It's not talking about you. It's talking about a role. Do all interpret? A role to interpret in the church. Hallelujah. The same way he said, are all teachers. Not, I don't give everybody a microphone to come and teach in this place. Amen. Are all apostles? We have to look for them. We have to look for that many of our apostles. We can send people as apostles. If apostles is people that goes and do outreaches. Just send Brother Joshua, Brother Tolu, you go apostle. You will rank people in this church. Apostle. I know I cannot be the apostle. I'm just pastor. That's the list. I mean. Yeah. People who speak in tongues, you are the next to the list. Amen. But you know, your pastor is not even here. It's well, so I'm not even in the equation. Hallelujah. So if this is hierarchy, it will be serious. So how do you, now this is not my question. I will answer this question and we'll close. How do you become one of these? How do you become one of this role? Take that baby outside now. How do you become one of these? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, I'll be talking about 3 points. Hope it's not what I mean that was beating him. How do you become one of these? Number one. Are you with me, brethren? I must not pass 12 with this preaching, or else we just extend like that. I will refresh. Number one, I said, be a master of some of the things of the Spirit. I'm saying, how do you become one of these? Be a master of some of the gift of the Spirit. So that I said some. Let me just say some for clarity. Be a master of some of the gift of the Spirit. In bracket, right? Covet earnestly. Hallelujah. What should you do? Covet earnestly. If you want to be strong on the ministry of healings, you know you cannot be strong in the ministry of healings by always staying in your house. Amen. You must go out. You must meet the sick. You must pray for five. Heal three out of the five. There are two that didn't get healed. You will now come back tomorrow. You will go. What will you do when you go home? You go and pray at home. What is happening to these people? You will pray, come back next day, investigate the heart. What is happening to you? I pray for you yesterday. You ought to be healed. That is what? Mastering. You will give yourself to, you will just give yourself to much of it, much. You will practice it so much. Say Rose. If you are given to miracles, you will, I remember I had a friend Louis Atkins, that said, for a long time, he said he wants to walk through the world. He said, Louis Atkins, I can't remember who said this. He said, countless times, you just be walking, eat the world, fall down. I think he told me, he didn't know how many years he did that before. Maybe one day he eventually entered in his room. Amen. Say, no. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is a funny way to learn miracles. Eh? You understand? You can use better things, scriptural. Amen. Praise God. But of course, miracles is just when some healings, they are actually working for a miracle. When there are some healings that when you operate the gift of healing, it will be healing. What is healing? Healing. That means it may take time, a while. But if it is working of miracle, what will happen? Working of miracle will now disobey the law of healing. Healing is a law. Eh? Healing says, we're closing up small. The healing, we're going gradually. Okay, before you are vomiting, now you are not vomiting again. We are still having fever. Now the fever has gone, but you still have catarrh. But so healing, like chloroquine is working your body. Then amala will work. Then which one again? Malozin. Then which one? Fansida. Which one? Eh? I'm telling you so I can know how I was delivered. Chloroquine, then that's new, Abby. Until then, if all those ones fail, what will now go for? Agboiba. Now call Electro. Prepare something for me. Somebody has not called in 2 years, 3 years. I said, please just send it from the village. I said, don't worry. So one, so you will pull everything at once, and they don't fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. So healing, it will take it may seem like things to take a time, but of course we are still going to look at gifts of healing based on the scripture and based on what the Bible says. Okay, but miracles, what happened to miracle? Laws are suspended. So that's why it's very difficult to probe a miracle that is not genuine. It's called miracle. It's difficult. How we probe miracle will actually be just by the character of God. And I'm going there. So, number one. So, how do you function in one of these roles? What do you do? Convert earnestly. You be a master of some of the gifts. You master. That will be any of the gifts of the Spirit you want to. That means every day, don't seek to practice it. Seek to practice it. Is it casting out of demon? Every day, you must look for somebody that looks like he has demon. Amen. That's the point. You are working in GT Bank. Do you have demons there? Amen. If you have demons there, your money should be missing. Amen. All these people that have the demon and they cannot thief money with the demon. What is the use of the demon? Sailor. Cannot steal something with the demon. What is the function of your demon, man? Throw it away. Get IT demon. Yahoo Plus. Hallelujah. We'll cast everything out. So, you become a master. Now, number two, this is where I will spend time on. Learn the love walk. Learn the love walk. This is why we have 1 Corinthians 13. If you are precise on the things of the Spirit, but you don't walk in love, you will mess it up. You will mess it up big time. You will receive word of knowledge and come to the front to be telling us of the sins of people. You will receive of all the word of knowledge you will be receiving. It will be women's underwear. What was that? I was already meeting like that. I said, there's a lady here. This is the color of your underwear. I'll get there very soon. See? I'm not there. Don't worry. I'm going there. Okay. I better go. So, you will. How many times a woman has committed abortion? What is your business? Write this down. Discernment and word of knowledge and words of wisdom. Just write discernment, then word of K and W. When you write K and W in your Bible, you should know. That's our term in Lord. The word of K. Word of W. So discernment, then word of knowledge and wisdom, they are searching. They are gifts that search. How do you give word of knowledge to a specific person? You either fix your mind on him or stay before him and you search your spirit. So, if what you saw is a color of underwear, what were you searching? That means it was a deliberate attempt. Carnality. That is why at times, before you start ministry, you have to trash out all your old nonsense. Amen. So there are things you don't search for. That's what I want to say. 1 Corinthians 13. There are things that you don't search for. They are not necessary. If your purpose is to bless a person, they are not necessary. E.g., I receive a word for somebody and I want to be so sure who I'm talking about. Instead of searching for the color of underwear, why not search for the food here this morning? Why not search for the type of car that dropped that? Do you understand? So in these things, you will be deliberate on what you are looking for. That is why, let me say this way. When we give word of knowledge and to you specifically, at times we can set parameters in our mind. Okay, this guy. I just fix my mind intentionally on what you eat this morning, for instance. Now, you know, immediately I fix my mind, I want to know what he eats this morning. It will be easy for me to receive Eba. You understand what I'm saying? It will be easy for me to receive Lafun. Now that I don't like. It will be easy for you to receive, what is his grade in school? I ask a question. Then I have narrowed down how I want to receive from him. Sorry, receive for him or receive concerning him. So you can narrow things down. Then from the things I will get to Jesus. There's something I don't say. I don't want to spite some men of God. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. There are people that goes on Facebook, like for instance, because we have insincerity in this place. In this thing, serious so much. Well, I have known not one, not two. People that because you want to miss out in a program, you go and search the profile of the likely people that will attend that meeting. You now from Facebook, you now go and copy his mother's name, his father's name, now come to the pulpit and say, well, somebody here, your name or your father is this. That is not searching, that is insincerity. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying now is different from what that one is doing. I'm saying you stood before a person. It's not like you went to search his biodata somewhere. So, okay, I want to know something. Father, tell me something about this guy's school. Yeah, maybe first you receive the name of the school. Hallelujah. Say I'm smart. Say I'm intelligent in the things of the spirit. These things I'm saying, practice it all. Practice it. Good. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, the word tongue of men and angels there is a figure of speech. It's just saying that although my tongue is sounding like clear. Who has a nice tongue in this place? We don't really have like that though. Like clear. Okay, who can speak Bishop Edeko's tongues? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is it here? Hallelujah. You know, if Pastor Chris or Yaks, you know, the tongue is just flowing, clear, you know. So, now, I'm sorry, don't get me wrong. Never disdain tongues, okay? I am not disdaining their tongues. I'm saying, this verse is now saying, although your tongue is sounding, not even man against, not even sounding angelic. So, figure of speech, right? So, although your tongue is so good that it is now, it's not this realm. But see, and have not charity, love, right? I am become as it was, sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I will explain. He's not saying if you don't have love one to another. I mean, he's not saying if you don't have the love of God in you. You see what we are after. Verse 2, are you there? And though I have the gift of what? Prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains. And I have not charity. I am what? Nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Wow, that's strong. So I can feed the poor, and yet I give my body to be burnt, and I don't have love. Wow, that is strong. That is very strong. You can feed the poor, use all your money, and yet you are not doing it. No, you can feed the poor, and you are feeding the poor so that your name can be recognized, right? We can be hail your name day by day. That is not a Christian song, okay? You sing it in church. It's not a Christian song. What is that? All the way, back. We go. It's Jesus, your area father. What's that? Hey. There are songs that sports carnality. Hail your name. Don't hail the name. Use the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We use the name. It's not your father. Say we use the name. Say we're going to use your name. Don't twist that one. Find your own song. We use the name. Don't get too familiar with the name of Jesus till the name cannot do anything in your mouth again. So kiss the bride. J-E-S-U. Bam. So when you are calling the name before a demon, how would demon respect you? Use the same name to kiss your wife. Sorry, not even your wife, your bae. And you're about to become wife. I want to cut birthday cake. Okay, can we spell Jesus, please? J. E. How are you doing feminism on Jesus? Okay, so verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing, my God. So write this down. If I don't excel in the gift of the Spirit with the mindset of love, if the reason I am giving word of knowledge is so that I can be big, I can be magnified, I can be, they will say, when that guy come, he will just scan your life like this. Eh? He will just, you know, pepper. Of course, you should learn to be precise. And we will get more precise in this place. But if the reason you are getting precise is for your image, for your image to be amplified, hallelujah. He said, it profits us nothing. So, I said, if you don't excel in the gift of the Spirit with that mindset of love, I am nothing. That's what he's saying. If all I know to do is to use the gift of the Spirit to disgrace saints, that's the second thing under that. Number one, I said, if I don't use the mindset of love, I am nothing. Also, if I use the gift of the Spirit to disgrace saints, to disgrace the people that Jesus died for, sir, ma, to disgrace them. It is saying, okay, there's somebody here. When you say 4 years ago, when you are in one place, you stole one sharpener. Maybe that is too small. What can you steal? You stole one money, and you are saying it. So for you to walk in the dimensions of God, you have to go and do restitution. Hebrews 8, verse 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you have to read this. You have to read this to somebody. Oh, la mastaga patita sasa patora nana. Be strong on this message, please. Eh? You've just got to be strong on this message. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 8, verse 12. Want to go read to somebody. Read to your neighbor. Read to your neighbor. Want to go listen. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Say no more. Say about sin. No more. God said, I am not. Why are you remembering it? The man of God should speak for God, right? He should speak the mind of God. A sin that God said, I don't remember again. Why is the man of God remembering it? Sorry, I will say this clearly. Restitution is not a pulpit sermon. It's not. Do you know why I didn't want to say is it must not be, it's not a Christian thing? Because you should understand that there may be some very serious cases. We should just have to undo. Because there are some things maybe you don't even undo them, maybe it can even cause issues later and just some stuff like that. But it's not a poopy sermon, it's not holistic, it's not universal. It's just for us to use wisdom. To just make, just if it's not even spiritual wisdom, just fleshly, just natural wisdom, to just say, Abba, okay, do you want to go to prison? Do this. Simple. It's not biblical. That clear? It does not increase your forgiveness. It does not increase your Holy Ghost. It does not increase your sins and your iniquities. I remember no more. Paul was one of the people that killed Stephen. What did he say? He said, I have wronged no man. I run no man. Eh? See me, never once say, ah, Jesus. Jesus, shut up. He run no man. Praise God. And see me, it's just one example of the menu. Hallelujah. See, be strong on forgiveness. See 2 Corinthians 5:19. Open it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open it. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. Woo! Be strong on forgiveness. So that's why I don't blame Pastor Nainga. When he said a man was ministering, and he said, there's a lady here. He's also here. You see, come out. He said from the back, he just said, it's a lie. So you are not speaking by the Spirit of God. So the man will be shocked. He will want to say, hey. I almost did the same thing one day. I think my baby was beside me, so I calm down. So maybe Pastor Nekala, his baby is not. It was long ago anyway, he was not even married then. He's speaking, that is calling Jesus accursed. So 2 Corinthians 5:19, don't read it to yourself. I know you know it, so read it to your neighbor. And once if I call John 3:16, I know you know it. That means your neighbor does not know it. So you should read it very loud to somebody beside you. So to your neighbor, want to go, yes? To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses unto them, and had given us the word of... Tell the other neighbor, say reconciliation. Not condemnation. Say God did not send you... Don't do the work you are not sent. See, in this church, if I start correcting you more than this in this church, then I will become a tax master, an Egyptian tax master. We correct, we instruct. There's only few people seeing, I usually remember once in a while. People like, let me know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. this man that organizes Eternal Life Crusade, that is Pastor Brother Stephen Tigesumi. I love one statement. He said, God is not a sin dictating commissioner. No FBI, a sin FBI dictative. Hallelujah. It's not. Say, I am not a sin dictative. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That church in Port Harcourt, OP what? What you said, you know, entered the microphone. It's my own. I only say OP. Amen. You call a woman to church. Say, what's your name? Yeah, my name is, it's not even the demons. My name is this. Okay. What do you used to do for? Tell us. And the man of God, he'll be pocketing. Tell us. Love gist, sinful gist. And say, yes, I was a prostitute. I usually have my brothel at the back of this church. Tell us more now. I've even tried to seduce the pastor before. Yeah? Okay, tell us. Is that not enough? It's okay. Where do you so do it? How many times in a day? What are you looking for, MOG? I'm serious. Yes, now. Don't tune to his. Don't bother listening. See, how many times in a day? What are you looking for? Give him microphone. And there's also some programs that some churches say, okay, we are organizing a new life program. What we do is we invite ex-robbers, Charlie Boy, ex-Charlie Boys, ex-rapists, and the rest to church for them to give us their testimony. So they now do a special guy and say, okay, sir, can you tell us who you are before? Paul said, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Whosoever is in Christ is a new creation. Allergy. All things are passed away. All things became new. See, all things became new. So either by the spirit or by the flesh, don't search for rubbish. Don't search for what is not your business. I can say this, but anyway, this one is a bit argumentative, but it goes to some bear and boo. You just say, okay, you want to marry me? Okay. Can you tell me your life history? Anyway, let's go on. Okay. I leave that to the... Who are the married community in my church? The married community. Go and sort those ones out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, now at times, by the Spirit, even some things can come to you that you didn't really search for. What do? You won't do it with maturity. You don't have to say everything. You can even sense something bad to happen to somebody and you just correct it by blessing the person. To be candid, personally, what I do a lot of times is that when I receive, I mix it with my message. When I receive that, okay, maybe somebody is having this issue in his church, I'll just mix it inside Romans chapter 6, teach you, and go and find your way. I say, okay. I just put it sharply inside somewhere. Say my own, I go. For me to now be organizing a seminar on, okay, let's say somebody is here. You are actually tempted to be an homosexual. I don't be doing my thing like this. Like I've received one big word. You are tempted to be, but if you come out right now, and I pray for you, the Lord is ready. Simple verse. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. And she can be free, just like that. Say, just like that. That's gospel. Not when you first disgrace somebody outside. Hey. You must not deride saints. You must not belittle saints. That you, your only sin before you are born again is that you usually lie. But somebody, maybe he or she grew up in a brothel, in a ghetto, where he was exposed to several nonsense, does not mean you are better. You, both of you, Jesus ranked you as one. He said you both walk according to the course of this world. before you are born again. It's the same. Nothing, you're not special. For all have sinned, come short. The given the God and say, I've kept all the law. What lack I? Just say, you are a liar. Showed him one. Money is your God. Go and sell all you have. Follow me. Go and lost all you have. Seller. Follow me. He couldn't lose it. He couldn't lose it. Praise God. I was in a service. I think I've told you this before. It didn't sleep any minute till tomorrow. CACSF long ago in school. And this man of God came. He has used everything, just tried to do all the drama. Maybe people are not coming out. And I said, okay, sisters, you are here. Everybody close your eyes. You know us now. Hey, open one eye, one corner. Say, you, I will know. Yeah. How will you call such a thing that I will not open my eyes? He said, if you have done an abortion, minimum of twice in this place, say, come out. People did not come out. He now put one threat, which I've forgotten. Now introduce one other threat. Hey, when 70% of the choir came out, I tell you frankly, after that day, some relationships broke. Because after, you didn't bring them for edification. You brought them for slaughtering. Slaughter in that place. You brought them for slaughter. When people come to receive from you in the front, they should go back rejoicing. And after you now pray for them, make them sing, I am sorry, Lord, for about 30 minutes. After they now mourn, weep, everything, they won't do it again. Yeah, we're going back to your seat. You see? If you are truly delivered, you should go back happy. Then I just knew that something is wrong, but it was long ago. I didn't understand the gospel then. In my NDDs, there was something wrong. How is this church? Just came to disgrace people. People that walk, talk anyhow, you know, and it's good for people that are very talkative. Hallelujah. Of course, it's not good for anybody. Jesus does not want any man disgraced. Even when Jesus was talking to that woman about, you have 5 husbands, he was alone with her. Is it not? And he didn't go to the details of the 5 husbands. And I'm sure that woman should have had more than maybe 5 husbands and a lot of boyfriends or something like that. Sailor. Say, I don't search rubbish. Say, I don't submit to rubbish ministration. You don't need it. Hallelujah. Go back to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Let's start wrapping this up. 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. That's love. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunts not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. All those, there are several who are palakpala in church. How do you tell somebody that I want to be healed, come and eat grass? Or come and kiss my shoe? For what? Or the one, or lay on the ground, you are walking on them. That is behaving yourself unseemly. In the name that you want to bless, you are not blessing. You are disgracing saints. These people value them with the value of the blood. You are in front does not mean that you are the Lord of all. It means you are just privileged to be the one to direct these people in what to do. Doesn't mean you are even the best teacher in the congregation. Doesn't mean you are the best worker of miracle. Well, of course, you should be diligent in everything. But you are not the best. It doesn't mean you don't have flaws. Because you're a pastor, all your own flaws are automatically covered, and you don't be telling people you'll be calling word of knowledge, calling word of knowledge, come, you'll be stepping on them. And that extra wrestler that was fortunate to receive the call of a pastor carried a man on his shoulder, threw him for deliverance. Not once. And he said, he was flexing Mugzu. Don't come to. Come to Kelvin. Let Kelvin show you that you cannot carry weight. Carry someone that just 80 kg. Say you are carrying weight. Come and drive 150. That is behaving itself unseemly. See verse 5. Brandon, I hope you are reading. Look at your Bible. Thank you. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. thinketh no evil. So, write this down. All this must be applied in the place of the spirituals. That's what he's saying. He's not saying that love is superior to the gift of the Spirit. No. He's telling you that if you minister the gift of the Spirit without the mindset of love, you are nothing. Praise God. Are you with me, brethren? Because you want to get somebody, you don't give them snakes to eat. I didn't know that new move. Now you made a brazen snake. Is it life? I beg God, don't go there. Amen. Chapter 13, verse 6. I don't think it's life. Don't it look life? He has life, Pastor. Even Moses does not have life. Chapter 13, verse 6. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the what? In the truth. Verse 7, 1 to go. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, we're explaining this verse 8 for you, so you can get it right. Verse 8, are you ready? Now, it says, charity never faileth. Now, faileth there, that's the Greek word, eke. Write this down. Please, you need to explain this verse particularly. This is the Canticles verse in this place. But he's saying, love will not fail, but prophecy will fail. No, that's not what he's saying. So, he says, charity never what? Faileth. Faileth there is eke, P-I-P-T-O. How you pronounce this? Ekpito. Okay. The meaning is that love is not baseless. It's not inefficient. You understand what I'm saying now? Go to the other one. He said, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Wow. Failure is different from the failures you are seeing above. Failure is, that is the Greek word, right? That is katagio. K-A-T-A-R. Write it down. G-E-O. K-A-T-A-R-G-E-O. Kata what? Katagio, right? Okay. That means vanish away. Make void. So, charity never, what is the meaning of that fillet? Charity is not baseless, and that word for, charity is not inefficient, but if there is prophecy, they shall vanish. Or if there is prophecy, they will be made void. This is my question. Which type of prophecy will be made void? The prophecy without what? Love. So the smart guy, what should you do? Pick the prophecy, put love inside. Exactly. He's not saying, that's what Jibaku says, for them to deny the things of the Spirit. They say, well, he said, prophecy has failed. No. He's saying, prophesy with what? Love. Hallelujah. Are you with me? He's not saying, be loving one another, be sharing food, but don't prophesy. No. Next is, he also said, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. They shall cease. Cease there, that's, still write this down. Is that on P-A-U-O, right? Right? Pa what? Pau. Okay. Okay. It means the same thing that they will quit. They will cease. Say, whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Verse 9, for we prophesy in parts and we prophesy, we know in parts, prophesy in parts. Verse 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in parts shall be what? Is done away. 11, everybody wants to go, yes. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away. What are childish things in that place? When you are oppressing the things of the Spirit just for the sake of it, for the excitement thereof. But when you go to chapter 14, it talks about people that just come to church, just tongues, no interpretation. Hallelujah. Praise God. 10 minutes more, we're done. So, how do you make a tongue or a prophecy not to have a temporary impact? Superimpose love. How do you make a knowledge not to have temporary impact? What do? Put love inside. Hallelujah. Say put love. Say do it with love. Say do it by love. Say do it for love. With love, by love, for love. Right? With love, right? By love, for love. So chapter 14, verse 1. So, for instance, we just make an example of tongues now and we close. For instance, in giving a tongue, how do I superimpose love on that? Chapter 14, verse 1. Are you there? We'll read together. Want to go? Yes? Follow after charity and what? Desire spiritual gift, but rather that you may. Please write this down. Write this down. Follow love in expressing spiritual gifts till you start prophesying. Follow love in, what do I call it? Expressing what? Spiritual gifts. In fact, till you start prophesying. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget, those narrow this chapter 1 to prophecy alone, spiritual gifts generally. Because you can do a miracle to just prove a point. But because this chapter is specific on tongues and interpretation, which is prophecy, verse 2, want to go, yes? For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, come and say, want to go, don't be tired. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh what? Mysteries, verse 3, but he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men to what? To exhortation to what are the three rules of prophecy? Tell the man in your right. What are the three rules of prophecy? Yes. Edification, exhortation. Tell somebody else by your right. Yes. Want to go? Edification, exhortation, and hallelujah. So tongues, your prophecy must what? Edify, it must comfort, it must exalt, it must not condemn. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a clear checkmate. That is why people don't know that the ministry of the prophet in the New Testament is different from the prophet in the Old Testament. You are not Elijah. You are not Moses. You are not Isaiah. You are not Jeremiah. Woe unto you. Don't forget your own gift of prophecy. You receive it by reason of what? The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, don't get tired. Verse 4, want to go? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth what? Hallelujah. But he that prophesieth edifieth what? Now, for instance, why you must not get worried about this verse? Do you have the church in your house? When you are at home, is the church there? No. So what should you do in your house? Edify yourself. Okay. When I say everybody be praying and pray to God, are you talking to the church? So in that time, what you do? Edify yourself. Pray in tongues. But when I give you the microphone, come to the front. Come and sing in the spirit and sing in understanding. I didn't say come and lead us in prayers to God though. Now, listen to me. You can come to the front and you told us, okay, this is our prayer direction. This is what we are praying about. Everybody, let's start praying. As we are praying, what am I doing? You are praying to God. Me, I'm praying to God. Why am I using the microphone? Because I'm the leader. But if I am to give you a message, hallelujah, I come to a place where I want to give you a message. What must I do? As I'm praying in tongues, what will I do to you? Interpret. Just like you are praying in tongues. Now, that's okay. Everybody stop. Now stop. Now calm down. Now start praying in tongues again. Praying in tongues. I say, everybody keep quiet. You are praying in tongues. So you are listening to me, right? I'm praying in tongues now. You are listening to me. And I'm not saying anything you can hear. It does not help. Verse 5. I wound Want to go verse 5? Yes. Come on, again, verse 5, yes. I want that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you may what? Prophesy. For greater is he that prophesy than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interprets that the church may receive what? Define. Hallelujah. That is why when we are praying to God, we don't interpret. But when we say, sing to one another, pray for one another, that is why somebody, after he prays with you, he will now tell you something. Are you with me, brethren? Praise God. Come on, rejoice. He's already tired. I have to round off quickly. Verse 6. Verse 6. Want to go? Yes. Now, brethren, if I come unto you, speak with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you by either revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. Go to verse 15. Verse 15. Yes. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. Everybody, read this to our choir. Face them here. They are here. Let's read the latter part. Yes. Also, I will what? Sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Which understanding will you sing of? You will sing in the understanding of what you sang in the Spirit. It's not saying, I will just sing in tongues, then I'll just say, oh, she if you come and get there, or you it's not saying you don't understand what I just said. Yeah, it's not saying you will just sing in tongues and say, okay, everybody, okay, let's sing in Asani. There is something that makes me come into your presence. You just did the tongues was plus 10, that song was minus 100. So, when you sing in tongues, fresh song will come to you. Now, there are times that you can just decide that today we are just singing, I remember what you do. It's okay. But there also must be time that you just exercise your spirit. That's why he said in this verse 6, he said you can pray, it can be by revelation or by what? Knowledge. By prophesying or by doctrine. What is revelation? You receive that one at an instant. What is knowledge? I have that preconceived song in my mind. What is prophesying? I received it at an instant. What is doctrine? It is written. So I can sing a song based on the fact that it is written. It's in accordance to the word. And I can sing a song by revelation. But don't forget, even your revelation must not call Jesus accursed. Thank you. Verse 16. As when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou seest? 17, want to go? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. So, meaning in speaking one to another, in blessing one another, you prophesy, you speak words, not in praying to God. But in praying for one another, we excel by love. Love will make you what? Prophesy. Verse 18. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you are. 19. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I must teach others also, than 10,000 words in non-tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So this is talking about when I want to teach somebody else in the church, not when I'm talking to God. I can be here with you praying to God and I don't interpret. But when I want to speak to you, I speak to you by knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, when I'm in a position to bless, I speak by knowledge. So you must convert earnestly. Sir, play the keyboard for us. You must convert earnestly. You must desire to interpret. You must pray well at home so that you can flow when you get to church. And now, times our Saturdays can be busy. You know, yesterday, we know some of us came for vigils on Friday. And Saturday we still came for, what are we here for yesterday? Teaching and what? And what? And what? And feasting, right? The next time, I said the next time we're going to have that before Anytime you see another 2 days, there will always be spiritual before Canaan. Hallelujah. Anytime we have another retreat, I'll be under the office. Uh-huh. So you can be predicting me like that. And pray I don't change. Amen? So, you may be tired at home, but you must love is before you come to church, bless yourself. Before you get to church, put yourself into the flow. Sir, are you with me? Before you get to church, put yourself into the flow. Don't come to church looking like Juliet this morning. Don't come to church looking like... Come to church ready. Not that you now have to whine, you know, after all your weeks you have been interfacing with a customer, with a customer relation like you, people have shouted you on the phone, customer has bastard, you have caused you, caused your ancestors, say, you took my money. You know, no, customer care is a work that you need the gift of the Spirit to do, you understand? I'm not saying it's customer care. It's a work, especially if you are a customer care of Glow Nigeria. And they load, people load credit and see it's not working. They will call you. Say, you are. They will not talk to Adenunga. They will say, you are the one that took my money. Say, ah, you must not cause them back. There's actually a guy that caused them back anyway. Say, oh, glory to God. So after you have such a day, what must you do before you come to church? Don't bring that mindset to church, you. First, go somewhere, flush it, pray in tongues, edify yourself very well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I say I'm mentioning three things. How to function, how to get yourself into one of those roles. You remember? Firstly, what apostles, secondly, prophets, workers of miracles and the rest. So what was the first thing I told you to do? Convert master, right? Convert earnestly. Secondly, what must you learn? Learn love work. So that's why I was explaining things. Number three is you get appointed. You get recommended by a spiritual head. You get appointed or you get recommended. Of course, by somebody, like most of the time, by the pastor of the church, by the pastor. So please, everybody, if you're not writing at all, write this down. You serve the body of Christ fundamentally and primarily in spiritual capacities. You serve the body of Christ fundamentally and what? Primarily in what, sirs? Spiritual capacities. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then in physical things. If you are not sound in your spiritual roles, we shouldn't appoint you as an usher. The people that should serve in physical things in church should be people who are first what? Sound in the things of the Spirit. Just 2 more scriptures and I close. Acts 6. No, one thing I don't like to do is just to quote scriptures for you. I like you to read it yourself. Acts 6. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrew because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Are you with your Bible, everybody? Look at your Bible. Don't get tired now. Come on. Verse 3, want to be let's read? Yes. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among yourself, 7 men that studied food and nutrition, 7 men that had BSc in home management, full of what? The Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Verse 4, we give ourselves concern to prayers and to the ministry of the word. Now, verse 5, last one to go, yes. And the same pleased the old multitude, and they showed Stephen, a man full of faith and of the... Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, the word of God increased. Do you know what happened at the end of the day? I'll teach you on this later. At the end of the day, we didn't hear that people were now well fed. People are now doing LJIJO. You now do take away. No. What happened is that those guys, even in their sharing food, they will now ensure that the message is still going.
They will now ensure that the ministry is still happening. They will not be sharing food when pastor is preaching. They will now ensure that that priority of ministry is maintained. That is why you must select spiritual people to be head of technical. Whereas, as I'm preaching right now, she can just be doing her own, be on Facebook, just be doing different things. You know, you understand? That's why you must not select someone that is not spiritual to be an usher. Oh, you just be saying, I celebrate your leader, I celebrate. You get the key thing I brought out from that place. Like, why will you appoint spiritual people to head this unit? Even to function atop this unit? They will ensure that in doing these physical things, in doing things that are not spiritual, they will maintain that consciousness of ministry. Not that, not just that they will just excel to be the best singer in Africa. They will excel to sing to bless. They will ensure that when people are coming into the church, that they are, as they are sitting down, it doesn't interfere with the preacher. It doesn't distract. They will, in what they are doing, they will put priority on what? The message. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we do it well. So we don't put the cart before the horse. So in these roles, before we should appoint a physical role in church, we must be a master. We must be a master in the things of the Spirit. You must not be one that say, come on, give us tongues. Come on, interpret. And you are doing, oh Jesus, I love you. Singing tongues. You are doing, oh Jesus, I love you. You are romancing Jesus. Hallelujah. Lastly, 1 Corinthians 14, 39 and 40. Be on your feet. 13, 49 and 40. You can be on your feet. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 14, 39 and 40. We'll read it together. Oh, glory to God. Start praying in tongues. One to go. Let's read. Yes. We have our brethren convinced to prophesy and forbid none to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in. Okay, just pray in tongues again. Hallelujah. I'm done. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hope you have learned something today. Hope you have learned something today. Malabala rose pale maste dadede. Katile sofalis tovalis togati lo baba bo gale rosa. Lalis toka pali mosim pali roste kapadede. Ye poli roste katelia. I have a mind to bless you in this place. We have a mind to help you. We have a mind to grow you up. So try and be more consistent. Try and be more consistent. You need an atmosphere like this. You don't need this once in a month. You need this so frequently. You need this every day. You need this every time. You need an atmosphere like this. You need to be hearing these things repeatedly. We're going to say much more. Repeat these things to you over and over again. But you need to hear it. You need to be where it is happening. Just pray in tongues a bit more aggressively. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Laba Semale Rasabada.
Liboboskante pole bandededesk. Come on, pray some more. Shente le bambandes kefetila los kibundatusk. Pray some more. Nempa ataliga nananis kifido nos kivosha.